Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Oh man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
MarkFanatic.com brought to you by Patrick Eads and staff at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip. That sounds good today. I might go to Cavern. They're open for lunch on Fridays. It's good stuff. GT Carr and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, the home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Ox Yoke Inn with their great Sunday brunch. Good stuff. In the Amanas. Streets Maintenance, Jimmy Street and his people. And Dr. Lance Forbes, Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here's Tom Suter and Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
Yes, indeed. Another beautiful day out there. Love it.
Take it away.
Where would you like us to take it to?
I don't know.
What you got on your phone there?
I'm just posting YouTube on our Facebook as well.
I see.
So.
Well, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's great. Well, good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
How is things in Hawkeye Land?
Yeah. Hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Oh, great.
I have no guests today, guys. It's just us.
That's okay.
90 minutes of hell.
Well, we're officially in the...
Living hell.
We're officially in the post... In the tween season for the next...
Caitlin ain't bailing us out.
What, next 6 months? Yep. We got May, June, July. No, 4 months.
Got that big open practice next Saturday where the offense is going to look just fixed and ready to go.
Yeah, that's what everybody said.
Yep.
They're all saying it.
I went back and looked at 2017 coverage, exact same stuff after Brian Ferentz was hired. Man, things are... What we did find out from offensive players yesterday, there's a lot of stuff that looks different prior to snap, but not as much that looks different after snap. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I mean, we asked the tight ends, yeah, we're a lot more movement before the snap, and then what about after? Well, we're still – I mean, there's only so many routes tight ends can run. I don't think they really need to alter the routes of their tight ends. I think a lot of it's going to be play calling in certain circumstances, to me, are the kind of changes. They're not just all of a sudden going to start running Caleb Brown and Seth Anderson on seam routes and post routes and – you know, throwing downfield four and five times a game or four or five times in a row or whatever. That I don't think that mindset's going to change. I think there's going to be a lot more motion and movement to confuse the defense prior to snaps. But all of them said yesterday, yeah, we're still going to run the ball 60%. I just think there's this mindset that all of a sudden it's turning into Purdue and Drew Brees.
Well, why do people think that?
But that happens all the time, though. This is just rinse and repeat. And we in the media are partly responsible. I didn't read what other people in the media wrote yesterday. I don't like that, but I guarantee you it was just man. This, yeah, I can feel that energy. There's always
there was a lot of that.
There's always new energy with change, but we just go through this all the time, and then nothing ever changes. And then fans get upset. Well, what are you guys writing about? Well, you know, we'll see. Like I said,
we'll see.
I didn't read any other stuff that. I mean, I didn't even write anything yesterday. We posted video from practice. And we posted all videos from each of the 9 players that we interviewed. And then I'm going to write a column today on Caden Wetchen. He was a good interview, a fun interview. But like I said, I've written my part where I stand on this. I'll believe all this stuff when I see it.
And I think that's really the only way to look at it.
Because I've been burned before, not much, because I'm usually kind of a skeptic and kind of. Whereas some others are just ready to take whatever meat Iowa throws
them. Well, they're so desperate for it to be different.
Well, and they also know if they write stuff that's positive and energized, that's going to get them traffic and clicks. Yeah. Oh, man, this is great. And that's just the world we live in, man. The media in a lot of ways carries the water for the teams they cover now. That's what's different than 30 years ago when I got into this business, is the media. There's a lot more fanboys in the media now. Yeah, if that's
there
the
wasn't
right.
any internet.
Well, there was no internet. But yeah, well, because all it was back then was newspapers, radio, and TV. That was it. And a lot of these newspapers hired people that didn't go to Iowa and didn't grow up here. Mm-hmm. You know, they came here and they covered news objectively. But now there's just so much rah-rah. And like you said, I don't want to sound like I'm raining on their parade. But I just hope they're more aggressive. And like Don has said, they don't need to overhaul the offense and just become something they're not. Just be willing to take more chances. To me, it's going to be play calling more than play structure that's going to represent change if it happens. So, there.
Well, time will tell. Yeah. And
you're leaving now.
What's that have to do with anything?
Only time will tell.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Just can't get these songs out of your head, can you? I've given up. There's no converting you people. Led Zeppelin will never be welcome here, and Robert Plant's just going to have to accept that.
He'll do okay.
I'm going to reach out to his publicist and say, I work for a radio station in Iowa that hates your band, despises your band. You think I'll hear back
from him? You're overrated.
Overrated. Led Zeppelin is overrated. You think they'd respond?
One of the guys saw one of your first concerts in Iowa City and said you suck.
Loud noise.
Wouldn't you just
he's gonna be
fall
in...
over dead if Robert Plant comes out and does a cover of Call Me Maybe?
Could you imagine him doing Call Me Maybe? With Jimmy Page doing the guitar riff?
Yeah.
Well, I think Alison Krauss would...
They're going to be in Des Moines on...
Violin would be great.
They're going to be in Des Moines on June 11th,
I believe. God, what a great show.
I think they're playing outside at Waterworks Park.
I think you're right.
Everywhere they go, there's like great reviews.
That's great. I mean, he's pushing 80.
Yeah.
I think he was born in 46 or 40. I mean, I'm just happy that he's able... I'm happy that he's still able to perform. And I saw... every once in a while I get bored and I'll call up that Heart tribute song that they did at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's so cool about that is so often you wait until people are dead to pay tribute to him.
He's only 75.
He's only 75? Okay. Yeah. So often, though, you wait until they're dead. Yeah. I think it's cool that they did this. That was 12 years ago. Those guys were in their early, mid-60s. And you could tell how much they appreciated that by watching their... I mean, Jimmy Page was blown away by the effort that they put in with all the... You know, all the singers in the background. It was an incredible version of... I actually think Hart's version of Stairway to Heaven was better than Led Zeppelin's.
Oh, I think
I mean, it was incredible.
It's you know, I don't know that better, but...
Well, they had tons of violinists, and they had three different choirs.
It certainly is. I mean, it's the only cover I've ever heard...
It was incredible.
...of any song that really matches the song.
Yeah, and earlier in that show, Kid Rock had done Ramble On. And for Kid Rock, whose music I despise, it has nothing to do with his... political views. I just think he's terrible. But he did an okay job with Ramble On. I'll give him that. But how do you ruin Ramble On? That's a hard song to ruin. Yeah. He did okay, but this, you could tell the time and preparation they put in for that thing. And it was incredible. I wished I would have known that was... I did not even realize that was on when it was on back in 2012. I don't know. Like, what channel would that have been on?
CBS.
It was on CBS?
It was Kennedy Center Honors.
I just completely spaced it off. I don't know what I was doing. But I would love to have seen that live. Yeah, and David Letterman was sitting next to Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
Obama was in there.
I watched that.
I love seeing Barack Obama jam into Stairway to Heaven. There was a lot of celebrities in there. But no, it was really cool.
No, those are great shows. Kennedy Center Honors. It's on CBS, and they usually stick it on, you know, when there aren't ratings.
Yeah, I just missed
it. But it
God,
yeah.
That was 12 years ago.
Yeah.
Stick it on.
Dave didn't even have a beard. That was before Dave's. Was Dave retired in 2012?
I believe so. So, yeah.
He hadn't started growing his beard yet, though.
I think his beard looks ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't really understand it. Uh-huh. I mean, I can understand him, but he's almost like he's making some statement. I mean, it's last time I saw it, it was like 8-10 inches down.
Yeah,
weird looking.
He didn't consult me, though.
No, nor me. But I can't remember when Letterman retired.
77 years old.
When did he retire?
I am looking.
Isn't he doing like a show on YouTube or something like that?
Yes.
He does interviews?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, and it's a good interview show.
I've never seen one. But no, as far as yeah, I don't want to sound like a party pooper, but we've just been through this so many times. And I think spring football can be so misleading.
Yeah.
And
he retired in 2015.
So he was still had three more years.
Yeah.
But I just, like I said, things are going to look different. I mean, remember, the offense looked different under Greg Davis. It became more horizontal.
It did.
So, I mean... But I do the pre-snap movement. I do like that because, like these defensive players say, it just keeps you guessing and thinking all the time. And so much of football on offense is to try to keep the defense off balance, uncertain what they're going to do, and hopefully that will be it. But to me, and like Don has said before, it's going to come down to play calling. I mean, there were times where I wish Brian would have been more aggressive, where I wish they would have tried more chances downfield. Maybe that's going to happen. Now, I did ask a couple, are there a lot more verticals? And they're like, I don't know if I would say that. I mean, there's only so many ways to run a post pattern, you know.
Either
do it or you don't.
That's right.
And to me, hopefully now they'll do more and they'll have an opportunity to go downfield. If the defense is second guessing, maybe those cornerbacks aren't and safeties aren't right when that ball snapped, maybe they take a step of hesitation and they get behind, then you can go deep. So I'm hoping the pre-snap stuff will lead to that. I just don't think I still think you're going to see them come out and try to establish the run consistently, because with their offense, and especially with their personnel, if they can run, everything becomes so much easier. The problem is against good competition,
when's the last time they've run?
Well, they did run against Wisconsin. They had like 200 yards.
Well, they did, but
they had no passing.
But almost half of that was on one play.
It was, but still, I mean,
it
was still one play that was a touchdown run, but they had no passing. I think they ran for 200 yards, and I don't even know if they had a 300-yard total offense.
No, they didn't.
So, I mean, but yeah, if they can, I think an ideal game for Kirk would be like 175 to 200 yards rushing and 175 to 250 yards passing. I think that's what Kirk wants, and maybe that's what we'll get with this guy.
Well, I hope so.
Tim Lester.
I mean, we need that.
Yeah, well, without question. Because I think the defense will be fine. And I saw the punter from Australia. He's a big kid. I mean, he definitely looks the part. So, but until he does it, you just don't know. And Drew Stevens, let's face it, he didn't end the season on a strong note.
No, he didn't.
I mean, he basically got benched at the end. So hopefully he's overcome those mental hurdles. Because he's showing that when he's right, he's a pretty good kicker. So, but yeah, we got the open practice. What time do gates open next Saturday?
Didn't we say yesterday it was like quarter till?
And then the practice itself starts at 11? The practice starts at 10:45?
Yes.
I like that's early. Hasn't it usually been like noon?
No, that's what I thought.
I like the earlier practice. I really do.
Yeah, it has been around noon. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I like the earlier practice. But just people know, it's not a scrimmage. I mean, there'll be some line, but rarely is it full contact.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just don't get your hopes up. And Cade McNamara is not going to participate. He's basically still limited to just stationary throwing. I was hoping we'd get more quarterbacks than yesterday. We only got Deacon as far as access yesterday. But, you know, they gave us 9 players. They've given us 17 players in the last 2 days.
So it looked like Deacon had slimmed down a little? Could you tell?
No, not really. No. He got a big tattoo on his arm, big Samoan tribute to his family and friends. He's a nice kid, man. I hope if he does play this year, something good happens to him. Because, you know, he's a nice kid, and he could have easily bolted. And someone will say, well, why would he bolt? He could go home and find something.
But the other thing is, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the kid could get better with better coaching.
And it's not like all the other quarterbacks besides Deacon have flourished lately.
Well, no.
When's the last time an Iowa quarterback played well?
C.J. Beathard?
Well, maybe Nate Stanley.
Stanley,
but that's a long time ago.
Stanley.
Yeah. I mean, so in fairness to Deacon, he's not a one-trick struggle pony here. All the quarterbacks have struggled recently.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, remember when they kept clamoring for Padilla. They got Padilla, and he was worse than Peters.
He was worse.
You know, so we'll see.
And he was worse.
He was worse than Peters. He didn't throw the ball as well, and he wasn't as much of a running quarterback as I thought he would be. So, but, and then who else? We talked to Luke Lachey. It was good talking to him. I think he's potentially could have a huge year. And he's another guy I think that probably could have left and would have been drafted, but he wants to come help his draft status. And I think he just loves being a Hawkeye. He's a great kid. He's such a neat, nice kid to talk to, always smiling. And who else do we got? Caleb Brown yesterday. It was funny. He was asked, so is this offense more wide receiver friendly? And he said that. And then right away, like three people racing to tweet it on there. I tweeted it, but like 5-10 minutes later. But the moment he said that, people just had to get that out on Twitter.
Jesus.
First. I got to be the first one to tweet this. I just laughed under my breath because it's always the same ones that do it too. They're so obsessed with getting their stuff out on Twitter or X or whatever it is. And that's just, I just get a kick out of that.
You know, it's called X, and they're still called tweets.
I know. What are they going to call them? What are you going to call them, X's?
It's just, honest to God.
I mean, what a stupid. Why wouldn't he just leave it?
I know. He's such one of the most recognized symbols, icons that there is, and this guy just blows it up.
I block him now on Twitter. Yeah. I muted him for you. But now when you block him, you don't ever see any of his stuff. So.
I'm just getting pictures of boobs. This is the one week of nothing but boobs.
Doesn't sound terrible to me.
He seems like the kind of guy, though, that would keep record of everyone who blocks him and try to make things miserable for their accounts. He seems just like a petty, vindictive little creep.
Made his money off of a part.
Now, see, if you were talking...
Well, his family did.
If you were talking boobs with somebody, then it's going to show up. That's what happened.
I wasn't talking boobs.
You had to have been, to yourself. You're talking boobs to someone. You and Hunter, I think, are back there talking boobs.
Talking boobs. Yep. Yeah, but we're talking people, not breasts.
Well, let's see. But it doesn't distinguish. Because Molly, we were talking, for some reason, talking about Bossier City the other day. And immediately Molly's Facebook starts getting Bossier City hotel office.
Did you guys get inundated with Harry Reem stuff the other day from our conversation? Like 70s porn?
No.
Because I don't have my phone in here.
Okay, well, but what is it, listening to you?
I didn't get any 70s porn stuff.
I didn't type boobs. So
maybe it knows what's in your mind.
No, yes, it is listening. They are listening. There is no privacy.
Then why didn't Captain and I get hit with a little Harry Reem stuff?
Yeah,
where's the Harry Reem stuff?
I don't know.
I'm not complaining. I don't need any.
Well, maybe that got you your boobs.
Never got any Seika.
No, I was getting boobs before the Harry Reem stock.
How about Seika?
About Seika.
No, nothing on. We've had conversations about her that has not transferred to my phone.
No,
I don't know what to tell you guys.
Seika.
Most of the stuff that transfers to my phone now is transfer portal nonsense. It's just nonstop. I think that's because I'm a sports writer and I cover a team. But I don't need to know every single guy that's in the transfer portal. It's just.
Well, you couldn't. It would be a constant string
of. It's so annoying. Someone, here's his list. So it's like 19 schools listed. I mean, God, I don't need to see this. Iowa does have a guy coming in. He was injured this past year. Let me see. He's visiting on the 18th. So they got that Thilwell kid coming from Morehead State. He's visiting, and let me see if I can find.
Well, it's good to see that we're getting some visits because that's the key.
Yeah, I wish they'd get a little bit more higher guys from
higher profile.
Higher, but maybe that's just me stereotyping too. And you know, Fran's not going to bring somebody in here that he doesn't think can help. I get that. Let me see if I can find where.
I mean, if Tony Perkins is getting $400,000 to $500,000, if that's his.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Street value.
I have no idea what his street value is. But there is, where did I find it? There was. I retweeted it yesterday. And here, just a second. What do you guys have for dinner?
Well, it was a dine out for schools night. So we got.
Cameron Hunter plans to visit Iowa April 18th to 19th. Redshirted this season due to injury and averaged 16.9 points, 5 rebounds, and 3-point assists per game in 2022-23. Doesn't say for. Who has got Bears on his shirt. So, but yeah, this.
Bears on, so West Branch Bears?
Well, it just says BEARS with with purple and white uniforms. But Cameron Hunter, and then, like I said, the other one, his last name is Thelwell, and I believe he's a 6'6 wing player from Morehead State, and he's going to come here and visit too. Those are the only two I know of right now. I know they a kid from Norfolk State, a guard, had listed Iowa amongst like 20 schools that he was.
Was he the big point guard, like the 6'4"?
I think so. I can't remember for sure. So, I mean, they're working. Fran will end up getting one or two guys, I believe. And just kind of, I think these next 3-4 weeks will be pretty telling. And kind of like what Brad said, I mean, they're up against some obstacles. They don't have near as much money as other schools do. So we shall see how this plays out.
And it'll be still Lucy Olson, still the name for the point guard for the women that they're most interested in. But that's the good news.
At least that's what we're hearing.
Yes.
I mean, like what Brad said, there's a ton of incorrect information that's out there on Twitter, and media is partly due to that, too. I mean, I remember last year there was all this talk about Lauren Betts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she ever even considered coming here.
I don't think she did either.
And there's people pushing that narrative because she and Allie O'Grady were teammates. They were just doing that to get the fan base going. Hey, look at that. You see that? And next thing you know, you got 10,000 clicks on your Twitter account, and it's mission accomplished. But I was told she was never really seriously considering leaving the West Coast.
But she would...
she would have fit nicely.
But I think they did reach out to her.
Oh, I know they reached out to her, but there's a difference between reaching out and then actually having it grow into something.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever became anything. But there we go.
I went to Subway last night.
We did that.
That was
we
your ate, dinner? You ate that? Did you
eat
that at
for
Subway?
Dinner sometimes.
Yeah, we ate out for the schools at noon, and then I went to Subway and I ordered a number 9. And the number nine is garlic roast beef. Okay.
Okay. Sounds
got
good.
Some little bit of garlic dressing, roast beef, tomato, lettuce.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, I said I'd like a number 9. Okay. Well, what meat would you like?
Roast beef.
Roast beef, you know. What kind of mayo? She's pointing to the mayo. They said, it's right up.
Just make it the way the sign says.
But they don't.
I go to Subway all the time.
And then she goes, what cheese do you want? I said, it doesn't have cheese. Well, do you want, Swiss. We don't have Swiss.
You had it toasted, didn't you?
I didn't want it toasted, but they did.
Yeah, that one's supposed to be toasted.
Yeah. I have to tell them what to put on. It's number 9. It's up there. It's number 9. Why do I have to tell them how to make it?
Well, because a lot of the customers do improvise.
Yes.
When it's okay, but it's called a roast beef sandwich.
I know, but, the meat, though, but a lot of people, like when I order certain ones from the number, I'll be like, yeah, I want number 12, but I don't want blah, blah, blah.
And I understand that.
I always substitute a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I get that. But when you have to tell, and then I said.
I've thought about ordering that sandwich before, but Subway for garlic, it just doesn't work for me.
Well, then Jan wanted a tuna salad. So I said, tuna
Subway
salad.
Definitely doesn't work for me for tuna.
They put tuna on it. She thought it was good, but then what meat do you want on it?
On tuna?
That's exactly what you said. What meat do you want on it? And I said, it's got tuna.
You just put lettuce, tomato, onion? Yeah.
And Ann generally gets that. She gets it with oregano and lettuce.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't order tuna out much.
Why don't they just look at the damn, it's the ingredients are right above them. Turn around, bright eyes.
Yeah,
and look at the damn menu.
A lot of them, I don't want what they have.
Well,
I usually get the turkey, 6-inch turkey, and then I build my own sandwich. Yeah.
Well, I wanted that.
Well, then you should have gotten that.
Well, I didn't.
Was it good?
Huh?
Was it good?
Yeah.
Really?
It was okay.
You did have it toasted.
It's okay, listen. It's nothing, it's good, it's passable.
Yeah, when I go to Subway, I go there for like lunch meat. It's almost like I'm going there to have a fancier lunch meat sandwich.
It's not Jersey Mike's and it's not Capriotti.
Well, yeah, no, it's not going to do that.
Hello.
Yeah, last night I was flipping around TV and they had a D-League game. The Boston Celtics team, which is Maine,
mm-hmm.
and Joe Wieskamp was playing for him last night.
Mm-hmm. How did he do?
I did see that.
Huh?
I saw a little bit of it.
How'd Joe do?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't watch long, but he was in there. He looks a little more physical now, too, a little build-up muscles.
I imagine.
Yeah. And have you noticed any baseball games? Almost every team now has a sponsor or promotion thing on their sleeves. All kinds of different ones. But
Are you talking about college or pro? What?
Baseball, pro.
Pro? No, I have not. I haven't watched much baseball.
So give me an example. I'm not...
Well, the Cardinals is kind of a funny name, but every team's got one. Some are you can kind of recognize by the.
I mean, like a corporation or what?
Yeah, yeah. Some kind of a sponsor pushing them now, I guess.
It's the world we live in.
Yep. I know some of those foreign things have them all over their fronts, back, you know, Mexican.
And make them look like they're like NASCAR sponsors.
We're probably heading that. I think we're headed in that direction.
I'm afraid so.
If it's money to be made, it's going to happen.
Yep. Okay, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call. I did just read, where is it now? Wade from Texas A&M. God, I get. Let's see. Wade Taylor IV has entered the transfer portal. Taylor immediately becomes one of the best scorers available. He averaged 19.1 points per game last year for the Aggies. I watched him. Would he look good in an Iowa uniform?
We ain't going
to
get him.
No, he's the kind of guy that's Kentucky. I mean, he's going to have his pick. He goes way to the top. I mean, he is a really good player. And I remember watching him a couple games where he's can score in multiple ways, and he's just a very, very confident veteran player. God, would he look good for Iowa. And I saw, did Kentucky finally hire Mark
Pope? The BYU guy?
The BYU, like, option number 9 on their head coach. I hope it works. I hope the guy does okay. I mean, because there's a lot of people that are ripping the selection. But, hey, if they couldn't get the other guys, they can't.
Well, what are you going to do?
And as much as I despise Danny Hurley's on-the-court behavior, I'll give the guy credit. He lived up to his word. He turned down a buttload of money.
He did. And I imagine that he got a nice bump.
I bet he didn't get as much as Kentucky.
No.
But he still got a nice bump. And let's face it, he was making $5 million before. I mean, the guy was used to be a high school a math teacher and a high school basketball coach 15 years ago.
Isn't that incredible?
Well, I'll give him credit, man. He's won wherever he's gone. He's a heck of a coach. I just think at times during games, he just needs to relax a little. People talk about Fran. Danny Hurley is on the officials' way. He never stops. Fran's problem is Fran goes from nothing to just Mount Everest in like a second, and he may do that once every month or so, and it's so volatile how it is. Everyone thinks about that. But for the most part, Fran's pretty laid back.
I wanted to see Zach Edey take him out.
Yeah, that would have.
Just a boom.
He shouldn't be talking to the players.
No,
he shouldn't. I don't think I've ever seen Fran talk to another player during a game. I've never seen that.
Hello.
Hey, greetings from northern Wisconsin. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, so is this, Pat, is all of this transfer portal stuff, are we at the point now to where it's all about the money? It's no longer about the school, the reputation of the school or anything?
I'd say it's 70% money, 30% school. And they work hand in hand because the schools that are going to be higher up on your wish list have more money.
Yeah, that's right.
So they kind of go hand in hand.
So we're going to be suffering for a little while, according to the guy from the Swarm, because we don't have a lot of money going towards men's basketball.
That is correct.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's harder for Fran to go fishing in the portal because he doesn't have the right bait, and it's not his fault. How do you like that little analogy?
Yeah, fishing,
look at that. There you go.
Yeah, that's sad. What about the women's team? I mean, are we looking? Have you heard anything?
Oh yeah,
they're
actively looking. Like Brad said, I think they would love to get this Lucy Olson, but you know, I've heard Connecticut's in on her and other ones. She's from Pennsylvania,
LSU,
and what have you. So we'll see. Like Brad said, these next 3 weeks are going to be pretty telling.
Yeah, well, let's hope the best for them. Monday's going to be fun because you know, with everything that Caitlin has done. We've never had anybody, at least I don't remember ever having anybody go number one in a draft.
No.
Or am I mistaken on that?
I don't believe you're mistaken at all.
I can't remember when Tangela Smith was taken. She would have been.
And it would barely have been in the newspapers even.
And the league was barely even formed then. So, this is.
It's going to be so cool seeing her call out. And you know they've already got her jersey all made up. So, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun watching that on Monday, seeing her get a little more glory.
Because Megan didn't even go in the first round.
What's that?
Megan Gustafson didn't even get taken in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, so congrats to her too, man, her London team.
Yeah.
Man, that was great to see. And you know, you wouldn't think it meant a lot to her, but if you watch the videos, she was really emotional after that game. You know, that meant the world to her winning that championship. So that was cool to see.
Yeah, I love Megan. I follow her pretty closely. That's great.
Yeah, well, hey, by the way, I know this is a completely different subject, but if you guys are interested in, like, old porno stars, they're doing a whole thing this weekend in Chicago. There's a three-day event.
I'm there.
And
yeah, let's go, Pat.
The biggest one that I saw so far was Ginger Lynn's going to be there signing autographs. So
who?
Anyway, Ginger, I don't know where Lynn. That comes from, but I heard you guys talking about
it. I'm going there with a jar of penicillin.
Good old Ginger Lynn, whoever that is.
Yeah.
You've never heard of Ginger Lynn? I have.
You've never heard of Ginger Lynn?
No.
How about candy samples?
Oh, no.
Like candy back samples. In the 80s.
Windy Whoppers?
I've heard of Windy Whoppers.
No.
Misty Mounds?
From you, I've heard of all these people. From
you've never
you.
Heard of Misty Mounds?
No. Marilyn Chambers is about the only name that I
well,
can
Seika.
Dredge up.
Seika.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's dead now, so, you know, she will not be making it.
Seika's not dead.
I don't think she's dead.
Seika's not dead.
No.
Marilyn
Chambers. Oh, Marilyn Chambers is dead?
Oh, is she?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's too bad. It is too bad.
Yeah, I don't want to wish death on anyone, even porn stars.
No, Seika's still around.
Yep, she's got her own radio show.
Autograph shows.
She's got her own.
Yeah,
we should get Menu Boy to start calling into that.
Chambers had a cerebral hemorrhage and aneurysm
Ooh.
Related to heart disease.
Why don't you get Menu Boy to start calling into Seika show?
How old was she when she died?
56.
Wow.
Yikes.
Wow.
It's really funny because tonight, if you go to this event,
here's
women
Ginger Lynn. Now I will be getting boobs.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be.
Because I just. Ginger
you Google
Lynn.
Ginger Lynn?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
She had. Ginger Lynn has discovered pie.
Boy, no pun intended. Jesus.
Wow. Hey, you guys have a great week.
All right, you too.
Yeah, that call started off great and ended up kind of in a different place.
Went from the transfer portal.
There's Ginger Lynn.
Whoa, what, 30 years ago?
No, now.
Oh, okay. I just looks like a blonde. All I see is blonde hair and boobs.
Yeah.
Well, here you go.
Back to the Hawks.
Hello.
You knew it was coming. You don't even try to fight anymore, do you?
She was born in Rockford.
Rockford, Illinois?
Yeah.
All right.
Ginger Lynn?
Yeah.
What's her real name?
Gladys Lynn. Phelps.
Ginger Brenda Lynn. Smith.
Well, Ginger Lynn's pretty tame for
Yeah, Ginger Lynn Allen. I guess it's Ginger Lynn. Ginger Lynn Allen.
So Ginger Allen.
Yeah.
So I sense any of you going over to Chicago for the weekend?
I love Chicago.
Yeah.
We actually have guests coming in.
She's still doing movies. She starred in The Gift. Boy, that isn't a good.
I don't need what elderly porn.
The Gifted. She starred in.
We don't need elderly porn.
Yeah, no, we've got visitors coming in, or else I'm sure Ann and I would have jumped on this.
Well, I know Ann's a huge Ginger Lynn fan, isn't she? We don't need elderly. Can we all agree we don't need elderly porn?
Ann's got a Ginger Lynn jersey.
Right next to her Caitlin jersey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, I'm not interested in any porn.
Well, okay. Then you called the wrong station.
Yeah. What have you been listening to?
I don't even want to see it. And especially elderly porn.
No,
I
we don't need
look
a...
in the mirror.
No, we don't need a...
But anyway, this Apple TV that the Cubs are going to be on today, is that something like the Peacock?
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Only different.
Yeah, it's just a different app, and it's
$5.99 a month.
And the difference between Peacock and Apple, Peacock you can always unsubscribe to. Apple.
But Apple, you're stuck.
Listen, I've been trying to unsubscribe to Apple for a year and a half now, and I can't. It won't let you.
Wow, maybe okay. That's...
And what is it that MediaCom's doing starting May 1st?
You've got a box on your TV, right?
No, I don't.
What, the cable just goes right into your TV?
Yeah.
You don't have a modem or a...
Well, you're going to need a box, one of their boxes.
Well, I figured I'm going to need a box, I might as well unsubscribe and go to South Slope.
So what's happening May 1st?
Well, you're going to get a box at South Slope, too, but I mean...
What's going on?
They're going digital on everything. So people that had, like, TVs where, let's say you watch Channel 51.9 or whatever, you're going to have the box now that everybody has.
Yeah, I mean, every TV I have has its own black box.
Yeah. And you don't have a box on top of the TV? It goes right into the TV?
I don't have any of those boxes. I know my sister does.
And every once in a while you have to unplug it from the wall and reboot it. Every once in a while it needs to do that.
Yeah, you're going to need to have a box or you won't be able to see some channels.
So then I have to have somebody come in and give me a box.
Yeah.
They will.
They will. Yep. Yeah. They won't charge you.
A couple hundred bucks later.
No, they're not.
Well, they'll charge you monthly for the box.
Well, they'll charge you for the box, but they're not going to charge you to hook it up.
No, that's part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like life's becoming more complicated.
Yes, it is.
It certainly is.
Karn, it's only,
like it when it was easy.
It's only a box.
Okay. All right, well, you guys have a good week.
Thank you, Karin.
I wanted to mention Brandy Britt. She handles all the social media stuff for Iowa Athletics. She tweeted something yesterday. Dear WNBA, only giving schools one credential to cover the draft is absurd. Instead of having photo and video coverage, we're forced to choose one. Let's work together to grow the interest in the league. I couldn't agree more. The WNBA, are you just stupid? Iowa wants to send a photographer and a reporter there, and you're going to tell them, no, you have to choose? I mean, that's just, you're killing yourself. That makes no sense. That's just idiotic.
And they already know who the number one pick is.
And it's an Iowa.
From our school.
And why not let a photographer and a reporter go there? Because I'm not covering it. I'm not going over to the draft. I'm not going to, it's in New York City, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't get there. I will use whatever Iowa provides. And I may write, the thing is, I thought about writing something myself, but it's not going to be, her getting drafted is going to be almost anticlimactic. And
well, sure.
It's going to be like, oh, gee, there's a shock. But I would use whatever Iowa has. And now if Iowa doesn't send their own photographer, I may not be able to use a photo if Iowa doesn't have a, because God knows I learned the hard way that way. You don't want to take a chance. So, yeah, the WNBA needs to wake up and realize that they need to, in order to evolve, you have to be more media friendly. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that. And they're doing it at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
Yeah, I don't understand
that.
I don't get that.
And I wonder if there's limited space there. I mean, what is why would that be the host site for it?
I have absolutely no idea.
I've actually seen it. I've driven by the building.
Unless they paid money to host.
Actually, I walked by the building. Remember when Iowa played out at Barclays Center?
Yes.
They got beat by, I think, Villanova. Uh-huh. I stayed with my niece. My niece and her fiance lived in Brooklyn at that time, and I remember going for a walk one day, and I remember walking by the Brooklyn Academy of Music. I never dreamed that it had anything sports related to it. So, but yeah, that's coming this Monday, and I agree with Brandy, though, that the WNBA is just not thinking right in this case.
Well, they were thinking right when they went from one fever game last year to 36.
Yeah, I saw that.
Major stations.
Yeah, so.
They've got that part right.
Yeah, that's it'll be interesting to see what those ratings get, too.
It houses 2,109 seats.
2,100. So is it like an auditorium where they perform music? Is that?
Well, it's an array of spaces. There is the Harvey Theater, 874 seats.
Okay, so they have more. Okay. All right.
It's
just seems like a weird place to have.
It's a big complex.
It just seems to be a weird place to have sports draft.
Yeah, it's in the culture of Brooklyn's cultural district.
Oh, yeah, no, it's I know right where it is. It's a neat area. I mean, you could walk those blocks forever and just nothing, everything is different. There's nothing that looks the same in Brooklyn.
They show films, too.
That is fun to do if you like walking. Brooklyn, New York City is a fun place to go for a walk, as long as you go in the right places. Yeah, there's just so much to look at.
If you get off the beaten path,
yeah, I mean, you can say that about almost interesting. You can say that about almost any major city, but there's just so much. Have you been to Manhattan?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, have you been down to Ground Zero?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was pretty powerful.
Extremely powerful.
I've seen it twice since. Yeah, God, it's amazing to think that's been
incredible.
Almost 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Almost a quarter century ago. And now do I hear that Israel and Iran are about ready to break into war?
Yes.
Boy, that's not good.
No.
And I can't. How long until we hear, well, if Trump was president, this wouldn't happen because they'd be afraid of him?
No, it's already
done. I'm sure if Trump was president, none of this would be happening.
Been done.
And
well, that sounds like this is a good place to take a break.
What, the Israeli-Iran war?
Go look at some Ginger Leon work.
Well, they are showing at the Brooklyn facility the best of Misty Mounds film.
Right next to the draft?
Yes, God.
I think we need to move on for the porn.
Fair enough.
You took us there.
No, the caller
actually,
did. The caller did.
The caller did. Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Somebody took us there.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE. Your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Pertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Pertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Pertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and PertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
On an athletic team, you need team players, good athletes, superior equipment, and the best coaches available. In real estate, you need to have a good title and settlement team at your disposal. Hi, this is Steve Anderson. Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing, you need quality title and settlement services. Consider the team at Hawkeye Title. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini-golf, table games, darts, and foosball. go to tavernblue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's tavernblue.com.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Car won't go into gear? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair, in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventative maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't go into gear, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty. When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit Supple's.net. Or call them today at 319-337-2246.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing on all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
You hungry? The Oxyoke Inn Sunday Brunch Buffet offers so many choices of fresh entrees, homemade salads, waffles, omelets made to order, pastries, three tiers of dessert, and much more. Such a great value. You can always eat out, but not every place serves an experience. Serve 9 until 2. See you this Sunday. Oxyoke Inn, where you'll always leave happy.
The Oxyoke Inn.
They'll race side by side through turn number one. He's dicing right now with Parker Klingerman as they battle for position.
Mayer's going to move them all the way to driver's left as they stack up and crash at the rear of the field. It's a multiple car accident.
He looks to the right side of Austin Hill's car. They get almost too wide but get back into line there.
By 3 feet at the start and finish line.
It's the Andy's Frozen Custard 300 from Texas Motor Speedway. Saturday, April 13th at 12 noon.
Eastern Iowa's station for NASCAR, the mighty 1630 KCJJ.
From the Hertine and Stocker studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Bright, beautiful, and breezy today as winds are whipping out of the northwest up to 35 miles per hour. It's keeping our high temperatures into the low 60s and making it feel a touch cooler than that. But don't you worry. Tomorrow, the sunshine will be abundant and will soar to the upper 70s. And by Sunday, we smack 80s. That's the forecast on the Mighty 1630 KCJJ. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
KCJJ Weather. Brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
5 minutes away from 10 o'clock. We are back.
We're back to the Hawks?
Pretty much. Pretty much. As we wait for the war. The war breaks out today. They're saying the war is going to break out today. We'll go to CNN.
Oh, of course. Yeah, well, driving in, that report made it sound like it's any minute now.
Well, that's...
Waiting to launch drones and...
Well, that's what they're saying. It's not just CNN saying it. Because CNN always goes, any minute now.
Yeah.
And then it's like hours later, but I mean, everybody is anticipating it.
Not good.
So, yeah, no. Not at all.
Prayers for all those people that are going to be impacted by it that have nothing to do with it. Yeah. Meaning the citizens of both countries.
Uh-huh.
Especially the citizens of Iran.
Well, you know we're going to get dragged into it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're already dragged in.
Yeah.
They're already threatening us. And,
and then it's going to become part of the election. It's going to be a big political narrative on both sides. So let's go back to the Hawks.
Back to the Hawks, Pat.
Baseball at Ohio State, 3-game series. Got to win this series.
Do we have to sweep?
I don't know if they have to sweep. I mean, they're 5-4 right now. If they won the series, they'd be, what, 7-5? I mean, you want to get a little distance between 500 if you're going to have a serious chance of winning the conference title and being one of those two or three teams that have a good chance of making it. So this is a big – at worst, you got to win 2 out of 3. You got to make up for the series you just lost at home.
Yeah.
To a Michigan team that's pretty good but not great. So we'll see. And I don't know, where's softball? Are they here?
Softball is – at Michigan.
Okay, so both teams. Wow, everyone's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin's on the road. It's lonely here. I mean, lonely weekend in Iowa City.
Men's golf have the Hawkeye Invitational at Finkbeiner.
There you go.
Saturday and Sunday.
And it sounds like they're going to have nice weather, right?
It's going to be real. Yeah, it's sunny and 77 tomorrow.
That'll be perfect for golf.
Sunny and low 80s on Sunday.
Oh, man, that'll be ideal weather for golf.
Yeah, perfect.
And then...
perfect.
Monday night, Tuesday night, a possibility of severe weather.
Okay.
So run for our lives.
That's what
get
we
under
we're
the
gonna,
desk.
That's what we're going to portray it as.
Well, I saw something.
As he always accuses.
I saw a weather alert this morning from KCJJ. Basically, it was run for your lives.
It just says
it was.
Who did
it? It's not from. It's from the National Weather Service.
Running from what? Sunshine and 70. I mean, it's beautiful out. What are
no,
we running from?
No, for Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, for Monday and Tuesday. Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah,
I can see it right now. Tommy, Molly, and you underneath the desk crying, as Mother Nature's just wreaking hell and havoc on us. Do we even have a chance to get to see Wednesday?
Huh?
As a civilization, or
well, somebody that really wants some time off. I hope not.
I mean, we got some nice rain yesterday.
We did.
I mean, everything is green, and the leaves are starting to come out. It's what looks like caterpillars are now turning into leaves and stuff like that. So what we're talking like threats of tornadoes and.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, how
just that severe? Weather.
There's only so much it could be. It's tornadoes and.
But I thought that, I thought it was an alarmist message.
I want to hear it now.
Thunderstorms are expected Monday night through Tuesday. Strong to severe storms are possible area-wide on Tuesday. Begin preparing now. Make sure you have emergency supplies. Know your safe spaces. Have a family communications plan.
See, I think that's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
I'm with you. I mean, it's
and
weather.
Things to entertain you, like motion pictures from Misty Mounds.
Man, it's weather. It's spring weather.
Yeah.
It just seems now if you got rain, chance of hail, and a little bit of wind, it is, I mean, it's.
Well, then they got a picture.
The end of the world.
And the picture is lightning striking something.
Okay, it happens.
Yeah.
alarmist.
Well, yeah.
It is.
Completely.
He's criticizing his own entity. I respect him for that.
Well, it's the National Weather Service. I didn't.
Just saying.
I didn't make it up.
Now I'm going to do nothing but think about the weather all weekend. You've ruined my weekend because I'm afraid I may not see Wednesday.
I just posted. That's what came over.
Foundations are going to crumble. Dreams are going to be shattered.
You don't know that they're not.
Dreams are going to be shattered.
Do you know that they're not?
What, foundations crumble?
Yeah.
No, there's a chance because it sounds like we got some really bad weather coming.
You know, well, what if we get it like it's like 9:25 on Tuesday morning and it hits, and Todd can't even get out the forecast because he's done at 9:30.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
it's an issue,
a tragedy. But no, so you can't accuse me of being the only one that accuses you guys of being alarmist. You're your own man right here.
Completely alarmist.
I've been teasing him about that for.
I haven't been on the air.
Never seen a place that loves adverse weather more than this place.
I haven't been on the air saying all else.
Hey, if we're lucky, we may lose a little power.
We're lucky.
A lot of hail damage.
Yeah, if we're lucky, we may lose power.
Ooh, I don't want hail damage. I just got my car fixed.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I had hail damage to my roof, I could get insurance to cover it, but I've been paying off my roof. It started off at 10.5. I've got it down to like 3.5 now. I've been paying that thing off for years.
Now, 10.5 was about what we spent for ours.
Yeah, but your house is bigger than mine.
I know.
Mine was expensive.
Mine was 12. And your house is bigger than mine.
You got a good deal.
Got a real good deal from...
I did get a lifetime
AW.
I did get a lifetime warranty on mine. I paid an extra $1,000 for a lifetime warranty with the company.
Who did I get it from?
Uh-huh. I got mine from a five star out of the Quad Cities. You ever heard of them? They drove by one day, knocked on my door, and I'd been putting it off. I did need to get a new roof. And I talked to some people. They're like, yeah, if you shopped around, you might be able to find it for $7 or $8. But this is if it's a good company. I looked them up. They were good. It's been fine. But, yeah, $123 a month. I write a check and I've got like another year.
Getting it down.
I've got it almost, got it down.
We paid ours off, but I don't know where I got it from.
And I've thought about paying it off, but I've been told that lots of times if you're financing and if you end up paying something off big, sometimes it hurts your credit rating, which seems weird.
Yeah, we did it with AW Home Improvement. They've done some work with us.
Maybe we did that, too. I don't remember.
Maybe they gave you guys a deal.
It was a nice deal.
I'm sure you probably... That's how you guys operate. You get deals.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's John Ballman.
Hey, John.
Hi, John.
Interesting conversation you're having today.
Which one?
Seca?
Seca.
Porn and roofs.
Israel, Iran.
Porn, whatever, and then Steve's earlier talking about how he equated himself with a senior bachelor. So I,
yeah,
well, there you go.
Yeah, it's you've been all over the landscape today. So have you heard his Kevin Casper son in the portal?
There's been
rumblings.
But I haven't seen any. And I guess if he was in it, wouldn't there be 100 reports on it?
You bet.
And he'd be leaning towards Iowa within 5 minutes after.
Whether he was or not.
I have not. But there's rumors. Because he's not played there much, has he?
No.
No.
Has he been there 2 years?
Yes.
Has he played at all?
Yeah, he's got like one catch for 19 yards.
So if he's leaving there, it's because he's
not playing.
Not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but boy, he was highly touted coming out of high
school, wasn't
he?
Yeah, he was.
But they get so many great receivers there.
He's got lost in the shuffle.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, well, we'd have to have somebody that could throw the ball to him here. That's still a problem.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, and I know they live in Arizona, so we'll see. I mean, like I said, I'd never say never. I mean, with the portal, anything can happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Reddit and Twitter and Instagram all have him in the portal.
Oh, they say he is in the portal.
Oh, he is. Okay,
that's what they're saying.
But I haven't seen anything from like on.
Saying he's expected to.
Enter. Oh, okay. So
yeah,
it's not,
I've seen that.
Yeah,
I was at the top of his list, according to Reddit, according to 24/7 Sports.
Okay. Yeah, those places throw stuff up. Like, we'll see. It could be very well could be the case, but man, they're wrong a lot too. We'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah, well, I think his dad wanted him to come here initially, but
I think NIL played a big role in it.
Oh, it had to. Well, you can imagine at Oregon, your NIL opportunities are huge out there.
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah, and it was definitely a factor in his decision.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, we just have to hope we got a quarterback and can throw to him, guys. I'm worried about McNamara's health. I don't know that.
Well,
that
you should be worried about. You should be worried about McNamara's health.
Yeah, I just and you know, like you said, Pat, Deacon Hill's nice guy, but he's a little big for our quarterback situation.
Well,
he didn't impress.
Let's put it that way.
No, that shows our recruiting hasn't been exactly stellar in that position the last number of years.
No, they need to upgrade the quarterback recruiting.
Well, let's hope for the best. You know, our defense will be strong, but you got to score some points.
You sure do.
That's the way it works.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, gentlemen, have a great weekend. Steve,
all right, John,
get your app in for the senior bachelor.
Except the only problem is you are married.
Yeah, I am married.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
They were married.
Now, Pat,
they were married 3 months.
But I'm not a senior. Months. Don't you have to be 65 to be a senior?
I don't know.
I'm not a senior.
This guy
yet.
Was 70, and don't. he was in better shape than a guy in their 30s. And she's like a model, and they were married 3 months. I don't understand why people watch that crap. I never understand that.
And as far as seniors, I started to get AARP stuff at age 50.
The moment I turned 50, it's never stopped.
Yeah.
And I'm not a member yet.
Yeah, and then I got some health club brochure the other day. And it said, you can look like this. And it's actually a picture of Bomber with his shirt off.
Ew.
So,
hey.
You wouldn't want to see that. No. All right,
John. See you at Hy-Vee.
Yeah, Johnny.
Yep, see you at Hy-Vee.
See you later,
great weekend.
John.
See you, bye.
I see John and his wife often at Hy-Vee because I go there about every day because that's how I kind of shop. I buy things daily, and I see him on the trails walking.
Oh, we ran into them at Black Angel a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Been there?
Yeah.
Good. Have you ever had their breakfast?
Yes.
Man, their omelets are good.
Yeah, really.
And they give you a huge helping of hash browns.
Yeah, they do. Everything was good there.
But yeah, as far as Casper, would I be surprised if he came here? No. I mean,
well, we are, what, 6 over the limit right now on our scholarship?
Yeah, but that doesn't matter right now. They'll figure things out. But I'm guessing, and I'm not knocking him, but his stock probably has dropped.
Probably.
Since he went to Oregon for 2 years and couldn't play. I mean, that's probably, so he probably doesn't have the same choices now that he maybe did in high school.
He doesn't have the stats, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he didn't play at all over 2 years, other than one catch. So,
That's right, it might have been two, but it was nothing.
But he's definitely more size, isn't he about 6'3", 6'4"?
I think so.
He's got great attributes, great physical skills and what have you. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, and the fact you could get a legacy recruit, his dad was a great receiver here, played in the NFL. But it would certainly energize fans.
It would.
Whether it turns into anything, you'll have to wait and see. But that's part of this now is just winning the PR battle with the portal. If you get Casper, you celebrate that now. Cause, hey, look at this. That's just kind of
sounds a little bit like the Oliver Martin saga, maybe.
Oh, and I remember reading that he was going to be a program changer, and it was just, and the same thing will happen here.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be the same people writing that stuff.
Probably so.
We'll wait and see. You don't want to put too much pressure on this kid coming in, say that he's going to, I mean, I just thought there was way too much pressure put on Oliver Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that he was going to be a program changer and this was just a huge, to me, that was just getting carried away with the moment. But like I said, that's how it works.
Well, I think as a program changer, they meant that he kept changing programs.
Well, yeah, that's not what they meant. But and I'm not knocking Oliver. He was looking for happiness. And he was a good athlete. He ended up playing at Nebraska, and by the end he was doing okay.
And he was a great swimmer.
He was a great swimmer. His sister's a great swimmer and what have you. But I just, with these portal stuff, you just got to kind of just keep everything in perspective and don't get too carried away with what you read.
Yeah.
Because what you read, a lot of that is promotion and just, I don't know.
How are they quoting people on X and on Reddit that you never heard of. I mean, they're just saying this is what's happening.
And they're using the word expected because, like, the moment he's in the portal, that on three, that Joe Tipton's edits and Hayes, they'll have some graphic. They do that with everyone. And those pop up on my timeline all the time. And if it's somebody with Iowa connection, that'll be all over my timeline. I'm yet to see anything.
No, the only thing I've seen was that it is expected to enter the portal.
Yeah, I mean, he's looking for a place so he can play.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
And, I don't blame him. He gave Oregon 2 years, and he must think that it's just not going the way he wants. If he got a big chunk of money from Oregon in the portal, maybe he doesn't need as much from Iowa.
Well, maybe not.
Because he's got that big chunk. So, like I said, if it happens, it happens. Great. But I'm just not going to anoint him as, oh, this guy's going to come in, and with Tim Lester, man, everything's fixed.
By the way, Susan Harmon wrote a good article.
She did.
On Caitlin.
Yeah, she did. I liked her lead, comparing it to like a comet soaring through the sky, because that's kind of what this was like.
Oh, good.
It was good. And
look forward to reading that.
I posted that yesterday, and that's kind of her. That might be it for Susan. I mean,
I reread your one on the statue for Caitlin. I reread that yesterday.
I think they're going to do that.
I hope they do.
I think they will. Gable's statue's already been moved. I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, really?
Tony Ramos reached out to me on Twitter and said, well, they moved it. They moved it 2 days ago, I believe. That's over in the kind of the circle closer to the complex.
Well, and that makes sense.
That's where it should be. And yes. I think, and I don't necessarily think Caitlin's has to be where Gable's was. I like the idea of putting Caitlin's more on the corner where the baseball field and the dental lot, and what's that right in front there? Hawkins Drive?
Yeah.
I would like it. I think more people would see it there than opposed to the front entrance by the parking, you know, the smaller parking lot. Mm-hmm. I think more people would see it on the other side of the arena. So I just think, you know.
Well, I hope they do it.
And I could be a prisoner of the moment, but we're talking Caitlin Clark. I mean, Iowa's never had anything like this before, and we'll probably never have anything like this again. She's worthy of a statue. And to me, a statue is the ultimate sign of respect. People are saying name it Caitlin Clark Court. Well, problem with that, it's MediaCom Court.
I'd like to see Caitlin Clark Street in Iowa City just off.
Yeah, that
Park
would be
Street.
Okay. I just still think the statue's the.
Oh yeah, for
I think
sure.
That's the ultimate sign of respect, and you'll see it. And I think, to me, people have asked me if they do a statue. To me, it's got to be her taking a 3-point shot.
I would think so.
That the image of her, maybe the shot from behind, the shot where she broke the record. The scoring record, that long three-pointer from the – I think that should be the image they have of her. But I'm not sure when it's going to happen, but I will be very surprised if they don't do a statue.
Well, I just hope it's better than the Butter Cow.
Yeah, I never saw that.
Because that didn't look anything like Caitlin.
Oh, that was the thing at the fair, right?
That was.
So did you go to the fair and see it?
Ridiculous. No, I saw pictures.
Oh, saw pictures. Yeah, God, I haven't been to the fair for years.
I mean, it didn't look anything like her.
But it was butter.
Yes.
It's butter.
I don't get that.
What about it's not.
It's chiffon.
It's chiffon.
Remember those commercials?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Imperial, remember? You got a
dun,
crown
dun,
in
dun,
your
dun.
Head.
Yeah.
Didn't a crown put on your head?
Yeah.
And was that fake butter, too?
Yes.
Fake butter.
Yes.
Okay. What was better, Imperial or chiffon?
I don't know.
My mom always had.
I mean, they're basically plastic.
My mom always used Anderson Ericsson butter.
And they are basically plastic. Okay. Well, Anderson Ericsson butter is butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. And then there's the fake, I can't believe it's not butter, that they so called.
The Hy-Vee brand one?
What is it called? It's called?
Move Over Butter? The Move Over Butter is pretty good.
Okay, but there's another one that it said... God dang, I can't remember now. But
what, Tommy?
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, I can't believe
it's not. I can't believe it's not butter, but.
Because I can believe that it's not butter because it's not very good.
There's one name that's just ridiculous. And I can't remember it now because I'm old. I always pass it off as I'm old. When I probably couldn't have remembered it 20 years ago.
I remember all of this crap.
Yeah.
My head is full of all those pointless jingles and little ditties from 60 years ago, and they're all still there.
Yeah, we have that container at the house. So now I'll have to go home and look look at the damn.
So it's like, I can't believe it's not butter, it's, except
yeah,
it isn't.
It's a, yeah, it's a rip-off.
And it's not move over butter, no. Which has got a cow on it.
No. No, it isn't.
Because I bought that for a while, but about 5 years ago, I decided,
why did they take the Native American off of Land O'Lakes?
Because probably somebody complained
she was
about
hot.
It.
I'm sure it was woke.
She was.
Yeah, but I'm sure, like Tom said, somebody it probably offended.
Yeah.
Probably offended somebody, and
she was hot.
No, she's not anymore.
Yeah,
she's gone. She's off.
I used to stare at that.
Well, it's official. Kentucky has officially named Mark Pope as its new men's basketball coach. Interesting. That is not who I thought it would be.
Not at all.
Not at all did I think it would be. Wow, Reagan Beers, 6'4 power forward, yeah. Oregon State has entered the transfer portal.
God, that great Oregon State team
is
completely
gone.
Dismantled.
Completely dismantled. 17.5 points, 10.3 rebounds, 1.6 assists. I mean, she's a big girl, but she's not fat. I mean, she had 27 points and 15 rebounds against Arizona State.
And she's 20, a do not contact. So
which
she
means
knows,
she knows where she's going. Yep. You think it's Iowa?
No.
I don't. You think it's probably staying on the West Coast?
Good question.
UCLA and USC are both really hot programs right
USC
now.
Is possible.
And
UCLA, they've still got Lauren Batts.
Yes,
so.
And going, but this girl looks like she could be a power forward, too.
Well, true.
But in some ways, since the Pac-12 is no more, UCLA and USC, they may be using their Big Ten connection to help them attract some.
Sure.
It may backfire with some, but... But yeah, this Oregon State, there. I just saw a tweet from someone, one of their fans, saying, "My God, our team is gone."
Yeah, it is.
It's just, this is just out of control.
And I was impressed with that team.
Oh, they were good.
Well, Cameron Brink came out and said the main reason that she entered the draft this year was because she didn't want to travel all the way to the East Coast for these games. Because
Stanford would be playing
in the ACC.
Yeah, she goes, I don't want to be in Tallahassee, Florida on a Wednesday night going,
Yeah,
I don't blame her.
Don't blame her either.
I don't blame her at all. She's got the option.
And she does, and she'll be picked probably second.
That's what I've seen. I've seen her second. I've seen Cardoso on a couple second, too, so we shall see. I mean, but we do know that Caitlin is almost certainly going to go first. I mean, boy, would we have a story if she didn't.
Well, people have bought a lot of tickets.
And no offense to the other girls, but they didn't buy them to see the other girls.
No.
They bought them to see Caitlin. So, but yeah, that's Monday night. That'll be...
Well, the other thing, the Fever already have an established point guard. So, I mean, Caitlin's going to have to earn it.
But she ain't Caitlin.
No, she isn't.
I'm looking to see if there's anything official with Casper. I'm not seeing anything. And... His.
Well, he would be an immediate upgrade to our
we assume,
to our room.
Based on what, though?
Based on what he did in high school. Based on his measurables.
Okay, but they've got some receivers that had great stats in high school on this team now. I mean, I'm even with him, I'll believe it. I got to wait to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, so we'll see. I'm not knocking him, but I just don't think you can assume anything as an upgrade until you actually see it. Because, I mean, we thought Oliver Martin was going to be an upgrade, and he wasn't.
No, evidently he wasn't.
I'm trying to think of some others who we like I said, it definitely won't hurt. They need bodies. They need receivers.
They
He's
do.
Physical. He's got attributes. I just need to see it carry onto the field.
Well,
before,
and fair enough.
But I'm trying to see him. He is – I've not seen anything from his Twitter account saying that he is leaving, but,
Is he throwing out an X?
No, there's not. He's not very. His last he reposted a picture of himself walking in front of the Oregon complex. Just I don't know what it means. But we'll
Who
see.
Knows? Either he comes here or he doesn't. Either he enters the portal and he doesn't. He could already know where he's going. We don't know.
Yeah. Oh, would I be surprised if he came here? Of course not. No. I mean, I know they were Iowa was. Way high on his list when he came out of high school, but I was told by, this was from 2 days ago. Schizophrenic Hawkeye, source. Oregon wide receiver Kyler is expected to enter the transfer portal this spring. I am being told Iowa is the top of Capper's list for places he's interested. This would be a huge get for Iowa offense. More to come from Schizophrenic Hawkeye.
That's the first thing I saw was
schizophrenic.
And immediately discounted it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got against schizophrenics.
Oh, no. Okay, here's a thing from Oregon. Kyler Casper making big strides per Oregon new wide receiver coach Jordan Junior Adams. That was 3 days ago.
Well, that seems to counteract what the schizophrenic Hawkeye said.
Here's another one. Hawks drink swarm. First look at Kyler Casper playing for Iowa Hawkeyes next season. Both home and away uniforms are showing here. That's just more speculation. So, but yeah, this Ducks Wire thing. Now, fairness, this Ducks Wire thing is going to give you the Oregon line.
Of course.
Whether he's going to enter the portal or not, they're not going to promote that before it happens.
No.
They're going to give you a positive spin for Oregon. And, you know, Iowa's not the only school that does that. That's part of what
no,
you do.
Of course
so,
not.
Like you said, if it happens, it happens. I don't lose sleep over that stuff, and I don't really even try to. At this point, there's no reason to try to, oh, I want to get this first. The moment they enter, it's out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in all those portal sites have it, and boom, the news is out there. But yeah, would I be surprised if he came here? No. And maybe this new offensive coordinator, maybe that has given him
just enough
belief in that Iowa's trending in the right direction offensively. And so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But no, I agree with you that just to get another accomplished wide receiver body in there, that's better than not getting it.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, that is definitely, I just need to wait and see how it carries over to the field. Because it seems like.
Well, I didn't say he's going to be a star.
Well, I just want to see if he can be a contributor. I mean, Oliver Martin barely contributed. He barely played.
He had, what, one touchdown?
The first game, in his very first game. But then after that, he barely played. So we'll see. I mean, just like I said, that's one thing I've learned over the years is there's.
Show me.
Show me. Just show me. And now it's just there's so much hype and so much pandering and stuff that. Wow, it's just hard to distinguish between fact and fiction and hope and what have you.
Yeah.
What do you got going, Captain? Knee deep in that foam. What's going on?
Just
war. Knee deep in war over there.
War, and the war won't last past Tuesday because
of the weather.
Severe weather.
They're going to try to get it in before.
We got to get it in before we.
All right.
We have the weather.
All right. I'm with you.
No, you mention a name, and I look at the phone, and I'm trying to find out.
What name?
Kyler Casper.
Oh, I was just looking. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, the last thing from an Oregon thing was from 3 days ago saying he's making great strides in spring practice. But those are always the kind of stories you read in spring practice. Everybody's making great strides in spring practice. And maybe he is.
And most of them should be.
And, well, spring is hopefully you're not getting worse during spring practice. That would be a problem.
That would be a problem.
But like I said, the other thing, if he did come here, it would give you some off-season good publicity, good momentum to get the fans going. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But you just can't get carried away. Oh, this is a program.
But everybody gets carried away.
No,
that's
not
what
everybody.
They do.
Not everybody in the media gets carried away. Some do. I don't get carried away. I rarely get carried away.
No, not you. Most
but I'm not
do.
The only one. Others don't. But there's some in the media. That's just their shtick.
Mike Loss does not.
Mike Loss does not. Susan Harmon doesn't. Rob Howe does, but there's some, and I'm not. But there's some that just love the promotion, the hype. Hey, look at this! First, you got to look at my Twitter account, and I'm going to tell you what's great to hear. And that's just how some people operate.
Yeah,
and they, you know, that's the way they want to go. Fine, but oftentimes you end up being wrong. But then you just move on to the next one.
Yeah, you figure that they forgot all about it.
Yeah, and you just move on to the next hype.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But
yep.
But yeah, that's going to be as far as the scholarships though. It doesn't matter now. They just need to be down to 85 by the time preseason practice, and they will be. You're going to see some guys leave Iowa after spring ball.
And if you play games with NIL, you can
there's ways
to schooling.
There's ways to do it, but
absolutely.
I think if I'm Iowa, I'd rather have Kyler Casper on scholarship and then have some NIL money on the side as opposed to having to pay him through NIL money, because it's already hard enough to raise NIL money for
the
right way. But they will. They'll figure out a way to do it. I mean, these rosters are so fluid right now. I mean, and they're fluid, and that's just the way it's going to be. Rosters are always going to be fluid.
And it's just crazy because, the football portal hasn't been really open yet, has it?
I'm not sure exactly when the next open date is.
But it's coming up.
It's coming up, and I'm not sure. I think it's coming up in a matter of a few days. But even when it's not open, stuff still happens.
Oh, of course.
I mean, it's just not officially happening to where you can, but it's still stuff's still going on behind the scenes. There's so much tampering that's going on all over the country right
completely.
Now.
Completely.
It's called This Can't Be Butter.
This Can't Be Butter?
Back to that.
And it can't be butter.
No.
Is it good?
No. No, it isn't.
What about the pothole? Drove by it again yesterday.
Well, we got a decent one out in our.
Oh yeah, it's like you guys are. It's like you guys are trying to compete with that pothole.
It's almost impossible to avoid.
Well, the only way you can, and then you get your window scraped by the bushes.
Yes.
No, I learned that hard.
Yeah.
This place.
Well, what do we do?
You fix it.
Well,
you fix
spend money and fix it.
Not really. It's not, this ain't
no choice.
This ain't rocket science. You fix it.
Got to spend money.
That's the problem. You don't. You want somebody to come out here and fix it for free, right?
Well, the guy said he was gonna.
Well, he didn't.
And he didn't.
No.
Nothing in life is free. Besides this great show.
I'm not gonna go buy crap and do it. I would get the wrong thing.
Well, we don't know.
And it wouldn't work.
No, we don't know how to do
but
this.
You're right, though. Well, you either got to go way far to the left, but then you risk going into the grass, because if you try to miss it to the right, like I said, my windows got all scraped the other day
just
from the...
Call somebody.
And I've tried straddling the
it's getting too wide, though.
I don't quite get it done.
Me either.
Can you call somebody?
Yeah, but it's right on... Is it the lane... Or is it the parking?
It looks like it's more in your parking lot.
Yeah,
it's more in our parking.
How does that change who you call?
Because the lane is just rock. The parking lot, they come with a steamroller.
Oh, I've seen them do that
and
before. Okay.
Is that expensive?
Black crap. $400 or $500.
Jesus.
You know, it just sucks that life ain't free. You know.
Go fix it. I don't care.
Don't you guys do this every year?
We didn't do it last year.
No.
And we're paying the price.
What will it look like next year?
Well, I'll give.
This might be your biggest. Well, remember that one you had out there that was like literally like 2 feet deep?
Yeah.
I mean, but it wasn't real wide. You could either drive over
it
or you could avoid it.
Yeah.
This one's becoming unavoidable.
Yep.
We'll fix it.
We'll give them a call.
Yeah. Think about it, though. If you have that bad weather on Tuesday with that pothole, I mean, you're...
Well, what was good about winter was that it would fill up with
snow,
ice.
Ice and snow. you could drive right over it.
Yeah, it wasn't a problem.
You could drive right over it.
No, it wasn't.
So, God, is it already 10:30?
It is.
Wow.
Well, we have been
all over the place.
Over the place.
But I think we haven't missed any Hawkeye stuff.
No, we've at least touched on... Most everything.
I haven't looked. Do you have any stuff for where track and field is?
Yes. Long Beach, California. The Beach Invitational today and tomorrow.
Okay. I'm guessing there'll be some good competition out there.
And also at the Tom Johns Memorial Invitational in Gainesville, Florida.
Okay, so half the squad's in California, half the squad's in Florida.
You get to notify that Caleb Rowden loves the new offense, calls Tim Lester a problem solver.
Yeah, and he said it's pass friendly. Oh, yeah, that was the one when he said all that stuff yesterday. It was a race. It was a race to Twitter for something. They had to be the first one to tweet it. Like I said, I chuckled under my breath. I waited till he was done, and then I tweeted it like 10 minutes later. By then, it was old news, you know, and it... But, you know, I still tweeted it.
So did Caleb say his goal was to get 1,000 yards this year?
If he did, I wasn't around for that.
That's all for it.
That's probably not. I mean, I guess you do say that, but what did he have last year, like 240?
Yeah.
So I think 500 would be a nice realistic goal.
That'd be quite a bump.
So we shall see. But
I hope he does.
Like I've said before, though, I don't think their schedule is as tough as it once looked. Everyone's like, oh, this 24 schedule is going to bring them back to reality.
It's not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad.
Uh-uh.
I really don't. I mean, yeah, they're going to probably lose at Ohio State. They're probably going to lose at least one or two other games against some good teams. But I think this is a workable schedule still to get somewhere between 8 and 10 wins.
But Washington loses a ton, and they have to come here. So
I think Iowa's going to win that game.
I think we would have lost it last year,
oh,
certainly.
Oh, God, yes. They would have ran over Iowa.
But this year we got a shot.
Well, I think they would have beaten Iowa last year like 24-3.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think the defense would have been solid until it just basically ran out of gas. Like, but I don't think their offense would have done much. I mean, offense didn't do much against hardly anybody.
And at UCLA isn't
No, UCLA, I mean, they wanted Brian Kelly out of there. What'd they go 8-5 this past year? They lost their quarterback. So, yeah, no, that's to me another winnable game. Ohio State is by far the toughest game on their schedule, you know. And Maryland could be, but Maryland lost their quarterback, right?
Yeah.
So, yes. But Maryland's a good offensive team. They won 7 games last year, and that's there. That'll be a tough game. But, no, I think this schedule is very worth it. They don't have to play Michigan. Although, I don't think Michigan's going to be nearly as good this year.
No, and Maryland without Talia.
We'll have to see what their quarterback does. Yeah, I mean, and their defense is very unpredictable. But, no, I think this is a workable schedule. It's just going to be a lot of traveling. And but we'll see. They just got to keep that defense healthy. The one nice thing is last year, did they have many injuries on defense other than Cooper, which happened, what, 10 games into the season?
Mm-hmm.
They have, for the most part.
Though, not much, did they?
For the most part, they did. Linebackers.
Was it Deshaun Lee that was hurt early in the season?
Well, no, he started the first two games when Jamari Harris was suspended.
Was out. That was
but
it.
For the most part, they stayed healthy until Cooper broke his leg in late in practice leading into the right after the Minnesota game, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they got to stay healthy on defense because, again, I think the defense is going to be the reason they're in most of their games because I don't think anyone's going to race by them. Now, Ohio State, that's a game where if they go out and lose at Ohio State 41-3, I would not be surprised.
Well, I mean, hope it's not 41.
Well, it was 54-10 the last time they went out there. Remember
was
that?
It really?
I think it was 54-10 the last.
Was that the one after we beat him in Iowa City and then
I can't remember.
Waxed.
I know there was one. Petrus got hit for through the pick six or right before halftime?
Yes.
Wasn't that 54-10?
It was bad.
It was bad. It was brutal. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, it's not as if we've won a lot at Columbus over the years.
Well, no, and then Iowa against, what was it last year against Michigan, Penn State, and what was the – and then the – Big Ten, weren't they outscored 92-0 in those three games?
I think so.
I think that's what the big stat. So, yeah,
that's not good.
They're clearly obvious where they fall short. Iowa can beat good to mediocre teams consistently. They can't beat elite teams. And eventually you want to beat some elite teams to get where
you
want to go.
Well, if you want to get to the playoffs, you got to beat it.
Even with 12 teams, you still got to – you're going to have to beat – win a couple of games that maybe you shouldn't win, but we'll see.
Well, we're going to have an offense in order to be able to do that.
Yeah.
It can't be like it was the last couple of years.
I'm still not hearing any rumors on Brian Ferentz.
I know. Do you suppose maybe he's just taking some time off?
And if he does, more power to him. If that's what he wants to do, he's got kids and a family, and I'm sure financially he's doing just fine.
Yeah, he should be fine.
So.
He's selling Bibles.
Brian is?
Yeah.
All right.
Praying for a good offense.
Okay.
That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Are we going to end on that one?
I think it could be time to put this baby to rest here.
Okay. Well, everybody, enjoy the good weather this weekend.
We got two more shows now before the weather hits.
What, Saturday?
Saturday
and
Monday.
And then Tuesday, it's just up in the air, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you guys will all stay here Monday night, though, right?
We will be here.
Hunter, you staying here Monday night?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
aren't you going to be here?
Been a couple of months.
You guys, didn't Hunter stay here during that January snowfest?
Yes.
Yes.
Were you here like 3 nights in a row?
Two day stretches.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's labor abuse.
Are you starting Jim, a union?
Jim loved it.
I'm going to report you to the National Labor
Federation?
National Labor Federation. There's abuse going on here.
Yeah, the abuse is on my part.
All right, well, let's put a wrap on this. Thanks, everybody, for listening, assuming you did, and the callers who called.
Police reports are next. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free. Down-